Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't order gear.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Today, Guru will be back tomorrow. Big news in the Bay, Brock Purdy. Going to sign a big contract extension. $181 million guaranteed. 5-year deal, $265. AV of $53 million. And for all intent and purpose, he's going to be the quarterback for the next 4 years, barring something unforeseen.
Well, it kicks in after next year, so technically 6 seasons. And if you really want,
I thought you said it was in essence a 3-year deal with the guarantee.
Oh, front loaded. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying that the deal is for 5 seasons.
Right.
But also, Steiny, too, if you want to look at it like that, if you include this upcoming salary, it's really a 6-year deal in which he's making 45-ish a year.
Well, that sounds better.
Doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds like what people wanted to pay him in the first place. I don't know. I know we got callers I want to get to, but I think you were right on the previous side, which was basically if he had gotten 45 or 48 or whatever, I think people would probably still be feeling the same way just because it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it feels to me like some people are sold on him and others aren't. It's pretty simple. 888-957-9570 is the number. Brock Purdy. One of big contract signing on the way, and of course there was another gentleman that got a big deal today too, and nobody deserves it more than Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champion.
Oh boy, man. You are something else.
Listen,
what
I'm saying
what?
That just, I'm saying
why?
It for what I'll tell you why is because. We must let things play out. This guy was almost going to get fired. Everybody thought he was a joke. They come back and they win the Super Bowl, and now he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. That's just the way it works. And when
not around this town.
If and when Brock Purdy gets it done, then nobody's going to be able to complain about this deal.
I think there are a lot of people around this town that still don't think Nick Sirianni is a good head coach.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, I know you do. Literally.
No. I don't think
he's... Oh, no, you love Nick.
I love that, you know, people think he stinks, and nobody ever stinks as much as people think they stink, and they're not as great as people who think they're great. Well, there's always somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, whatever. You always think that people who wear their emotions on their sleeves are great. They're just true, genuine kind of individuals, which is what Nick Sirianni is. He's not afraid to cry.
You know what
I can
really
respect that.
You know what I really enjoy about the Nick Sirianni contract extension?
Yeah, Carter just got in my ear. Big Niners fan. Quote, he stinks.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I just, you know, this is the same guy that I had to sit through weeks and weeks and weeks of crossovers with Dibley and Willard, just mocking the guy, making fun of the guy, saying he's a fraud and everything in between. And just, you never know. You never know. And you got to learn your lesson. And somebody like me, I've learned my lesson with that. You know, I made a rash judgment about, you know, Steph Curry early in his career. He ends up turning out to be one of the greatest players in the history of the game. And, you know, it taught me a lesson. Just no need to be first with the take. Just observe, give your opinion, and give credit where credit's due. So just give him credit.
But you need to have an opinion. See,
I do have an opinion.
That Nick Sirianni is a great head coach, always has been, always will be.
He's a Super Bowl winning coach.
That's not an opinion. That's a fact. But I think it's interesting because, Steiny, you know what actually would just alleviate all that stress you feel about coming in and concocting a take?
Yeah.
The three words, I was wrong. It's really easy to admit you might have been wrong.
I was 14 years ago. Shut up, Evan. Yeah. It's the last time.
Shut up, Steiny. Yeah, but...
Actually, I was wrong. I had Timberwolves in six.
You were wrong. You were wrong about that.
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
And yet
that.
You'd still want a victory lap for it, which you're not taking. You're visually exhibiting right now. That's the victory lap. You haven't said anything about it. You're just aesthetically promoting your victory lap to our YouTube audience.
The other thing is, if you remember when I made the prediction about the Timberwolves, I said, I'm going to say six, even though that means they would win a game six in San Francisco. Maybe I should go five. But you know what? I just didn't want to incur the wrath of Warrior fans.
Yeah, that's what stopped you.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to GPD in Hayward. What's up, GPD? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well.
Hey, I like it when Evan steps in for viewers.
Oh.
I like having that stuff in there, man. Looking sharp.
Hey, GPD, I got to ask you to call back. We got a funky connection.
Well, the most important part came through.
I didn't hear.
Said something about how he likes Evan.
I think he said he likes your shirt.
Oh.
Let's go to, we'll go to David in El Cerrito.
I'll take it.
What's up, David? How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Dynamite.
Good. So I happened to coincidentally run into Brock Purdy's agent in December while visiting my mother in Florida. This guy's mother lived in the same development.
Nice.
And at first I didn't know. I didn't know it was his agent. He was wearing a Brock Purdy shirt. I'm like, what kind of guy is wearing a Brock Purdy shirt here at the pool in Florida? So I look at him. I go, oh, you're a big Brock Purdy fan, eh? He's like, yeah, I am. I'm like, he's like, why, what do you think? I go, I don't think much. And I said, I think it'd be a big mistake if the Niners give him a lot of money. And I go, what do you think? He's like, well, I disagree. I think they should pay him. And I'm like, well, I think he's like possibly their Daniel Jones, if you ask me. And he's like, yeah, well, I don't think that at all. And I think that the organization's going to, you know, disagree completely. I'm like, well, what makes you think that? He's like, well, I'm his agent. And, they've suggested to me that they're going to pay him the money. I was like, oh, okay. Well, best of luck. Hope that all works out. And clearly, I'm sure he's a happy guy today. And they did pay him. But I still think that, you know, you need a guy, as I said last year, he's not going to win you, you know, the Super Bowl. But the hope is he doesn't lose it for you. And I think in the NFL, this day and age, you don't have one of the top three or four guys, if there's even three or four guys. You just got to get a guy that's not going to lose it for you. And maybe he's a guy that doesn't lose it for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a safe quarterback. I don't think, like, the one thing I don't think is going to happen, he's not going to fall off a cliff. I mean, we got 3 years of a track record there. But my question would be, is everybody under the opinion that Brock Purdy's going to get better? Or has he played his best football?
I think he can get better.
Like, what can he do better?
Well, the amount of situations that he's had to face this season, I think, are going to make him better. Like, he was playing football in Nirvana for 2 years. He didn't really have to do a whole lot outside of dissect where to put the ball, and the ball is probably going to be in a place where a guy can make a play, and he's going to be open because he got so many things he got to account for. This last year, it's like he probably had to make a lot more tight window throws than he did the first two seasons. He probably had to, during the week, figure out how he's going to win without the best roster on the field. I think all those things are going to help him for the future. Is he going to get a stronger arm? Probably not. Is he going to run faster? Probably not. But quarterbacks do get better over the course of time, I think, just because of the experiences that they have to go through. And Brock Purdy, to be fair, he's had more experiences in big games, and now he's finally had an experience of playing without
That's true.
A made hand or a made team that is going to benefit him down the line.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, was on with the morning show, and he was talking about the Brock Purdy contract. Take a listen.
And I don't think it was an accident that this thing got leaked at 5 o'clock Eastern time on a Friday. That's where bad news goes to die, not good news goes to thrive. I think when we start digging into this thing, we're going to realize, hey, you know what? As quarterback contracts go, this is pretty good for the 49ers. It gives them protection. It gives them flexibility. And it forces Purdy to keep proving he can play at a high level.
All right, that was Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk.
I didn't like it. Just a news dump. Basically what he called it. So, yeah, the Niners just decided to drop it on a Friday because they didn't want anybody talking about it until Monday.
Yeah, that's a different more Mike Florio.
They're not necessarily tied together, but if Shanahan goes, there's a chance that Purdy will not be around a whole lot longer than that. That's why it makes the structure so critical. What is the true commitment? Is it two? Is it three? That is the key. 2 years or 3 years, that's going to be the first thing I look at when the real details of this contract are finally available.
Possibly.
Mike Florio. And we know it's three, right?
Yeah, it's effectively a three-year commitment that they're making. And I think Shanahan is also someone that they've committed to for at least three more seasons. At least that's the way that I felt like this offseason. We talked about a Brock and the draft picks. Like, I know that they just went 6-11, Steiny, but I don't get the sense that Shanahan's going anywhere anytime soon. Same for John Lynch. And that actually surprises me because football, the NFL, is not for long. And you'd imagine after missing the playoffs on the heels of a Super Bowl appearance that there would be, I don't know, some sort of pressure or seat warming for this guy. But I haven't gotten that sense whatsoever.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, this has been years in the making about what this team was going to do with Brock Purdy come contract time, and the 49ers deliver with a $265 million contract, $181 guaranteed, 5 years in total. This year, he's still going to be working under his rookie deal or his original contract. And how you feeling? Was there any doubt in your mind that Brock Purdy wasn't going to be the franchise quarterback for this team? And now where do they go? Where do they go? Where is this upcoming team going to rank in terms of talent as some of their teams of the past two or three years that actually, you know, went deep into the playoffs? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco also. What's up, Dennis? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, Steiny? How's my friend Evan doing?
Oh, he's doing great.
Yeah, I'm great. What's up, man?
Not much. I don't like Sirianni either. I mean, he's kind of too cocky. He's kind of too cocky for me. But I'll tell you what, he's got one hell of a general manager. Howie Roseman put a hell of a roster together.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, our roster has now been depleted quite a bit. But I think that Brock will be fine. I think that, you know, yes, he's limited, but I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's a hard-working, smart kid, and I think he will get better. He does get passes blocked down at the line of scrimmage because of his height, I guess, and he's not the fastest, but he does do a good job of moving in the pocket and scrambling. So I think he's got a lot going for him. But, you know, where I've always had a hard time with Shanahan, as much as he likes to run the ball, why he doesn't draft offensive linemen drives me crazy. I mean, I played line, you know, I only played high school football, but I mean, I started both ways, but I played offensive line. And, you know, it's up to the line to open up the holes to protect the quarterback. Now, we just signed this kid. He needs to get some guys that can protect him. You know, that's where I'm at with it, is that build up that offensive line. And hopefully we'll see where we go from then. But I don't understand the salary cap. I don't know how it works, you know. But we definitely need some offensive linemen. You know, I think Trent Williams will probably be gone after next year. And we're going to need, you know, we're going to need two tackles, not just one.
But right.
That's where I'm at. I'm hoping that they can build the roster, back up and go from there. But thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Well, that's actually one thing they didn't really address in the draft. I think it was just seventh round pick that was an offensive lineman. And people, look, I do think that the Niners are going to have to start operating Steiny more like modern football teams, which is you have to draft to protect your quarterback. To be fair, they haven't really had a quarterback to protect in some time. You could say Garoppolo, but I do think they need to start doing things a little bit differently in that regard.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Evan. If I were to ask you how you have perceived 49er fans' reaction to this signing after listening over the weekend and after your boys called you on Friday, what do you think is the perception that 49er fans have of this deal?
They're lukewarm on it.
That's what I feel like. They're a little muted.
Skeptical, I think, is how I would put it, which is funny because I just ran this by Carter and you guys during the commercial break. I'm getting the sense that, and it's the ultimate example of recency bias, that people were more excited about Jimmy Garoppolo resetting the market in 2017 because he won the final five games than they are about Brock Purdy becoming the seventh highest paid quarterback in the league because he just went 6-11. That's the sense that I'm getting from a lot of people. And if I'm wrong, please call in and tell me why. But the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo, they were in a state of despondence as a franchise, and so he represented hope. But Brock Purdy has accomplished more than Jimmy Garoppolo did before he got his bag. And people are feeling apprehensive toward it. I find it very interesting.
I would have to plead guilty to that. When Garoppolo got his contract after five games, I think I was excited about it because they were obviously, you know, awful with Tom Sula and Chip Kelly. They had no clue who their quarterback was going to be of the future. Garoppolo came in, won five games, and if you remember, he sat, even after they acquired him, he sat for a few games, and then he started the last five. Yeah, I remember thinking, huh, they got their quarterback. They got their quarterback, and it kind of came out of nowhere. They traded for him in the middle or early part of the season, and by the end of the season, he won five games, and they extended him, and I do think there was an excitement there. Purdy's been a little different, though, because we've now watched him for two or three years. And I think you're right. If they were forced to extend him after the first year he played, maybe we would be more excited about it. Although I think we'd be more skeptical of Purdy than Garoppolo, because Garoppolo had been a quarterback in the NFL, albeit a backup, but the fact that he was Brady's backup kind of gave him almost more stature. And, you know, had they had to do that with Purdy after year one, I don't know how it would have gone over, but, you know, I agree. I think it's been a muted response from 49er fans. I think there's a lot of fans out there that figured they had to do it this way. They did do it this way. There weren't a lot of realistic expectations, or not expectations, there weren't a lot of realistic alternatives. And, you know, I think you could be excited about it or not excited about it, but both those groups probably feel the same way, that kind of what happened before doesn't matter. It's going to be how he deals with things from this point on.
Yeah, I mean, everything else is, and that's, I think, why people are lukewarm, Steiny. I'm getting the feeling, and I kind of feel the same way. Like, there's a very good chance that we've seen the highest the 49ers can get with Brock Purdy at quarterback. And that scares people. But I look at it from the other direction, which is, now I know what I can get with this guy. And it's almost like the unknown is more is more attractive to people than what we know. You know,
that might be right.
Like, I think it's really interesting that, like, the fact that Brock Purdy has gotten this team to a Super Bowl as its quarterback, and yes, the team is really good, that makes me confident that if I can build a team around him, I know where he can get us. As opposed to, well, look at that team. Like, we're never going to have that again. Brock Purdy's never going to play that good again. How could we ever get to a Super Bowl? How could we ever win a Super Bowl? I guess maybe this is where I'm different. Like, I don't look at it like that at all. I think the information that he's given us is worth a whole hell of a lot more than the unknown that people are projecting about these young up-and-coming quarterbacks, because they haven't done it before.
Well,
I've seen Brock Purdy in playoff games. I've seen him be bad. I've seen him be clutch. I've seen him orchestrate game-winning drives. I've seen him orchestrate second-half comebacks. I've seen him, yes, come up short in a Super Bowl, but put you in a position to potentially win one. Like, to me, that's valuable. And I can't say the same about a lot of people that are in his group of, you know, a $50 million quarterback.
You know what? That's interesting, because I'm going as far back as Kaepernick, okay? You can't tell me 49er, forget the contracts that these guys got. Let's talk about three quarterbacks who we saw play for a smaller period of time. There's no doubt 49er fans were way more excited about Kaepernick than probably Garoppolo or Brock Purdy. Would you agree with that?
Sure.
And we didn't see a lot of Kaepernick. Ditto with Garoppolo. I can just tell you, I remember thinking, looks like they got their quarterback. And he only played five games. And you're right, here's a guy who's played three years now, and it's almost like a college basketball player who stays in college, and it makes front offices worry that that's a shortcoming or a weakness. So I that part, I do think you're onto something there. Why aren't 49er fans as excited about Purdy becoming their quarterback as they were when Kaepernick was thought to be their quarterback, or when even Garoppolo was thought to be their quarterback?
I think that's the answer, if you want me to be honest. The rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, is 49ers fans feel like they've seen this before. And I think it's less of Brock than it is this PTSD of believing that, in many people's minds, a game manager is not going to eventually fall off, is not going to eventually reveal his true colors, because that's what happened to Jimmy Garoppolo. And we now have, you know, it's revisionist history, but yeah, you can look at it and say, like, he wasn't very good. I think that Brock Purdy is markedly better. That's just my opinion. But I absolutely can understand where a lot of 49ers fans are feeling like they're not diving in the deep end with this guy. Like, they're wading in, and it's almost like they're waiting for him to turn back into a pumpkin, which I personally don't think is going to happen, but I can understand why some people do, Steiny.
Well, what would you think if I said that when Kaepernick came onto the scene, there was a general consensus that he could, like, he's already good and he's going to get a lot better. And I think Garoppolo probably was viewed the same way, although he's not nearly as dynamic or wasn't nearly as dynamic as Kaepernick. But there was an excitement because there was an unknown there. But I think that when people look at Purdy, they wonder if his upside is as great as a Kaepernick. And I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it doesn't feel to me like there's the excitement about Purdy being the franchise quarterback as there was when Garoppolo was signed to his deal. I might be wrong. Feel free to tell me at
888-957-9570. How are you feeling that offseason when they signed Jimmy compared to now? I think it's a fair question.
I was optimistic, and maybe it was because we didn't see him as much as we've seen Purdy. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you guys think, 49er fans? Brock Purdy in the fold for the foreseeable future. Are you excited? Are you excited? If you like the guy, you should be. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today. Guru will be back tomorrow. And we're talking about the Brock Purdy contract. A lot of money. And he is the franchise quarterback at this point, you have to acknowledge. And the one thing, and this was articulated on the YouTube chat by Simon, and this is what I want to throw to you, Evan.
Strong name.
Because I think that a lot of people or fans feel this. They had to do this with Purdy. It was logical. They had to do it.
Yep.
There wasn't really any other alternative. So if you feel that way, does that mean that if it doesn't work, there'll be less criticism about this move than, let's say, there was for Jimmy Garoppolo?
Let's say that one more time.
What I'm saying is, like, and I agree, the 49ers were in a position where it felt like this was the logical thing to do. It was the thing they kind of had to do.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a plan B that was realistic. So if it doesn't work out, and I want to ask what it looks like for this contract to work out and what it doesn't, but the fact that they had to do it, does that make it more palatable if they don't achieve their ultimate goal? Like, do you really, like, I don't necessarily
like
think...
Like, are they off the hook, basically, if it doesn't work out?
Exactly.
No.
Not off the hook entirely, but if we ever look back on it, we'll say, hey, what'd you want him to do?
Some people might, but it's not going to change the fact that, Steiny, a big reason why I think that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch still have their jobs is because of Brock Purdy. Because if he wasn't here, or they didn't find someone like him, Trey Lance probably would have flamed out by now, or you would have figured out that he, like, they would be running through a host or a revolving door of quarterbacks, and they might have wasted a potential Super Bowl roster. I don't know. He maximized two seasons, one of which was going to be lost. Like, Lance got hurt, Garoppolo got hurt, throw in Mr. Irrelevant, and he helped you get to an NFC Championship game.
Yep.
The next year, you got to a Super Bowl. And that's why he's getting paid, but I think that's also what has masked a lot of the failures or misidentified draft selections of the front office. And so, Steiny, like, people are going to look at it, and maybe they'll say, you know, they had to do it, and they're off the hook for it. They're not, because if this doesn't work, if the Niners do not make a single postseason in the next 5 years, there's no chance that Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch keep their jobs.
Super Bowl.
No. I'm saying, like, miss the playoffs. Like, if 6-11 continues to happen,
right,
and they just paid him, we are going to see a very different San Francisco 49ers organization, I believe.
You would think.
That's why you're not off the hook.
Right. Well, the one thing I was thinking is, okay, you look at the 49ers Super Bowl quarterbacks, Montana and Steve Young. What quarterback since then has been described as a success or, man, he was good enough. You know what I mean? Like, can you possibly succeed in this organization and be looked upon as a really good quarterback if you don't win at all?
I don't think so. I mean, you're not in the first tier, right? Like, the second tier would be Garcia, Kaepernick. Yeah. Maybe you put Smith in there. Even Garoppolo, maybe. I don't know. And maybe he's in the third tier. I'm not sure. But, yeah, if you do not win a Super Bowl, then you're automatically just going to be another guy. To a lot of San Francisco 49ers fans, because this organization, maybe not recently, but over the course of its existence, has set a precedent for winning Super Bowls. They're one of, you know, they're the class of the West, or whatever you want to call it, over the last 50 years. So for a lot of people, yeah, it is all about a Super Bowl. And that's actually what I think for many fans is the only way that they can justify paying Brock Purdy this much money.
Yeah, that's where I wouldn't go that far. And I know it's all about winning a Super Bowl. But to me, if the 49ers remain in contention for the next 3 or 4 years, that will have been worth it. If they have a quarterback who's leading them to 10 wins a year, sometimes more. I'm more interested in what's going to happen this upcoming year with this team, because I don't know how good it is. And I don't think anybody does, because they're a little like the Warriors. They got some older players who I think people are worried might be a touch too old. And then they've got a younger players that they, many of whom they drafted in the last two drafts. And how ready are those guys going to be?
We don't know. I mean, we just don't. But I think last year's experience of losing did create a lot of opportunities for now second-year players, for third-year players, basically guys on rookie contracts. And to me, Steiny, that what last year highlighted to me more than anything else is this team just does not have enough players. Like, they're not a deep roster. And so while 2 years ago when you made your Super Bowl run, you had immaculate health, you had players and all pros at all positions that played the majority of snaps, and last year, the bottom just fell out.
Yeah.
And I think, yes, they were tired. They were mentally fatigued, so to speak. But they just didn't have good guys behind the ones who were supposed to play well. And either they were unavailable or didn't. Like, I would also say that, because we're talking about expectations and big money, you know, that we have the same conversation with Nick Bosa. You know, Nick Bosa is one of the highest paid defensive players or non-quarterbacks in football. And a lot of people killed him last year for not either being able to stay on the field, be the best version of himself, and that still applies this upcoming season. You know, the Nick Bosa contract is one that hasn't worked out so far. The Brandon Ayuk contract obviously has not worked out so far. But one thing that I do feel good about, and I know we got to get back to the phones, is this offseason I do think is the last, for now, of the big contracts just being given out. From here on out, you got to earn it. And that was not the case the last three off seasons.
Yeah, I'm thinking about Bosa and...
like, Warner, they obviously got to still get done. But I'm saying Kittle, Warner, Purdy. Like, the albatrosses that they were just handing out left and right, those days are done.
Yeah, you got me thinking about Bosa now. Because I think you said that hasn't worked out.
I don't think it's gone the way that fans have wanted it to. Or he has not been as good as his DPOY self since he signed that mega deal.
Well, that's true. Now, the advantage he has is nobody said, well, if this is what we're paying Bosa, the only way it's worth it is if the 49ers get a Super Bowl. That's kind of the only way we judge quarterbacks, but not any other kind of player on the roster. Let's go to John in Napa. Hey, John, what's going on, man?
He has not been not too much, I said.
Yeah, what's going on?
I just was listening to you. I said, hey, I'm a Raider fan, but I said, I'm listening to you guys talking about Purdy, and I said, I think the guy's a good quarterback.
Well, he's good, but is he worth being the, you know, seventh or eighth highest paid quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, Mahomes ain't in the top 10 list either, but I said, hey, he's paying, you know, they're paying him less, and he's putting money into the other people's pockets so they can have a good team. That's the only thing that's bad about somebody taking 50-something million, you know.
All right, I should have told him to turn that.
The radio?
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Turn the radio down.
There's nothing worse than hearing myself 5 seconds after I said something.
You ever go back
to agree with Steinmetz?
You ever go back and listen to yourself?
Never.
Why? That's how you learn. You never would watch tape of yourself playing basketball?
They didn't have tape when I played basketball.
Oh boy.
You mean, did I ever look at myself,
like film?
For example, when I was doing my sidelines?
Yeah.
Would I ever go look at myself doing sideline reporting when I used to do sideline reporting?
As a form of self-critique, not to figure out, or not so like to loathe yourself.
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched myself once.
You never did it again?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it was painful.
You weren't bad.
No, I was worse than bad.
You weren't worse than bad.
Nah, you look at yourself and you're just like, oh my God.
I mean,
who the hell is that?
You're no Ali LaForce, but
I'm no Roz Goldon Woodé, Kareth Burke. I'm none of those guys.
Well, guys, they're gals.
Well, performers.
Okay, I'm just saying you can always go back and there's room for self-criticism without, you know, getting too down on yourself.
Yeah, it's
like these players. Brock Purdy's got to watch himself throw the ball to the other team each week.
Well, thank God, like, after every broadcast, we didn't have to do a film session with, you know, the boss at Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area. That would have been painful.
So you could come down your road, like, what was it when Finch?
He had anger in his heart or whatever.
He said he chose violence that day. Just ripped everyone in the film session.
You know, the difference between not performing well as a pro athlete and not performing well as a sideline reporter is people tend to feel more sorry for you if you stink on the sidelines.
I don't know about that.
Well,
maybe it's just because of our personal text chain, and sometimes there's a lot of criticism of sideline reporters, Steiny. But
if
we're being honest, if we're playing a sport, like radio, what do you guys do?
Mm-hmm.
It's baseball. Like, you do so many shows.
Right.
That you really can't lock in on one because you got to do 4 hours the next day. You go 0-4 today, and I think you probably got a couple knocks today, but you still got to wake up and do it again tomorrow.
Exactly, and like a pro athlete, we're very adept at putting what we do today behind us immediately. You know, you walk off the set here, and you give it about a minute's thought, and then you're on to Cincinnati.
You give it that long?
Yeah, about a minute or two.
You hit the door real quick, man.
It depends. Right, and I think about the show on the way to the elevator. That takes about 48 seconds. And then I hit the down button. Let's go to Scott in San Anselmo. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I think Brock Purdy is the man for the 49ers. My main thing with him is he's a smart quarterback. He's a smart quarterback who can figure things out, even if he doesn't have the skill set of, say, a Brady or, you know, name him. He reminds me of Joe Montana. Joe Montana was not a great quarterback physically, but he was really smart and accurate, and that's what I like about Purdy. And the one thing that I think makes a big difference and why he took a step back, I mean, he could have just had a bad year himself, but the 49ers were 29th last year in giving up points. They were fourth the year before in 2023. He had Christian McCaffrey, who's the best running back and the best receiving running back in 2023. He didn't have him in 2024. The receiving core was down. The offensive line was sketchy. The defensive line was sketchy. You put all that together, and unless you're Mahomes or Brady, you're not going to have a great year.
I mean,
that's what I got to say.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I think it's interesting that some of the things that explain why Purdy maybe didn't have a great year are the same reasons why people are skeptical or while people need to see more from him.
Well, I think expecting the offense to operate at a level like 2023, that ain't going to happen. I mean, it's just not. And it's almost just because of, all the stars aligned that season for them. You had Purdy, who had a year of experience. You had McCaffrey, who was still in his prime. That remains to be seen. You probably got the best last year of Debo. Ayuk was emerging. Kittle was still really good. Trent's still there. None of them got hurt.
Right.
Everybody was healthy for about as many games as possible. So, yeah, I remember that year we were having the MVP conversation in the Niners, and it's like, Trent Williams is the MVP. Next week, Kittle's the MVP. Next week, it's all about McCaffrey. It all goes through him. Ayuk might be the most valuable. They were so damn good. To expect them to do that again, to me, it's just, you're never going to see it. But that doesn't mean that you can't still be good. Like the Niners in 2019 when they made the Super Bowl, they had a really good defense. They had a three-headed monster in the running back, in their backfield. Just because you don't have all pros all over the field, which by the way, you still didn't win with, doesn't mean you still can't be a good team. And I don't think the Niners are going to be great next year. But to me, Steiny, if we're looking ahead, that is not, and the goal is to win a Super Bowl, yes. But getting to the postseason becomes the expectation now for this team. Last year was Super Bowl, two years ago Super Bowl, 3 years ago Super Bowl. You cannot expect this team to walk in to 2025 and assume that they're going to be a Super Bowl team. Even if Brock Purdy got paid $30 million, even if they traded him away and got somebody else in here, this team was not set up to be back to 2023. And I guess, I don't know if fans necessarily expected that, but it's like that's what we're assuming they could be.
Right. The one thing I think that we are probably also undervaluing is that he's been on the 49ers for, 3 years now or four? 3 or 4. So he's been inside that building. I do think that some of this, not all of it, but some of it is, in a way, they know exactly what they're getting from Brock Purdy. I think Brock Purdy has emerged as a leader on this team. I think Brock Purdy has absolutely emerged as someone that his teammates absolutely respect. I don't think there's one concern in that building that Purdy's going to stop working. I don't think there's one concern in the building that Brock Purdy isn't going to make being the best possible quarterback he can be a priority. And I think that's a big part of it. I always think about a player and think, if a player's going to fail, it's got to be only because he's not good enough. It can't be because he's not only not good enough, but he doesn't care or he doesn't work hard. Purdy has a foundation, and I don't know how much better he can get or if he can, but I guarantee you Shanahan and Lynch think that he's got another level or two in him. And that's another thing I think they're counting on as, time moves forward.
Well, and we may not be able to see it or identify it, but I wholeheartedly believe that both Lynch and Shanahan and probably everybody on their staff believes that Purdy is a better quarterback than when he entered the league. Maybe even in some ways better than he was 2 years ago when he was fourth in MVP. Because he had to do more last year. He wasn't playing from ahead. They weren't the front runners that they constantly were in 2023 and even self-labeled themselves as. Brock Purdy had to deal with so much crap last year that I do think that'll make him a better quarterback. Because things are... He's not living in a mansion now. He's living in a two-bedroom apartment. And he's got to figure out how that thing is going to, how he's going to make that life work.
Right.
You don't invest $250 million in somebody that you don't think can get better. And I for one, am willing to put my trust in Shanahan and Lynch that is going to come to fruition. it not best quarterback in the league, but again, that's not what they're paying him to be.
Right. I'm more confident in the way Brock Purdy is going to attack the quarterback situation as whether or not Shanahan and Lynch have evaluated his talent precisely right, if you know what I mean. Like, he's going to get the biggest raise in the history of the NFL, a one-year raise starting next year. He's going to go from $5 million to $50 million or whatever it is. But I don't think there's one 49er fan that is concerned, now he got paid. Like, he's just not that kind of guy. He's not going to change his approach. You know, he's not going to change his work ethic. And I do think that's a big part of it. That's one part of the equation that the fans don't have to worry about and the front office doesn't have to worry about.
I mean, I also think, too, he's ready to become even more of a leader on this team. You know, I think it was hard for him to do that originally because you're playing with so many great players, high-paid players, tenured players, in some cases, like Trent Williams, Hall of Fame players. It's hard to have a voice in that locker room, which is another thing the Niners have given him an opportunity to get more of, a voice. Debo Samuel, who was, he was a captain. He's gone. You're looking at Dre Greenlaw. His voice mattered in that locker room. He's gone. There is more of a void left by the absences or the departures from their previous NFC Championship, Super Bowl-bound teams to where Brock Purdy, yes, they're paying him to be a better quarterback and help him get wins. They're also paying him to be the leader and captain of this football team. And he's got that C on his chest, but there's more of a need for him now. And I do think that while he might not be I don't know, there's questions about him being like this force multiplier on the
right.
field. Like, he can make other players better. He is someone that leads by example, and I do think is someone that is going to, he's going to push people. Like, if you're seeing your quarterback run sprints hard in practice and ball out in the locker room or in the weight room and be there every single day and work as hard as he does, and you're making $53 million, that sets an example that there's just no excuses.
Yeah, I think the other thing that we got to acknowledge is that Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft, and the next thing you know, he ended up being a quarterback of a really good Super Bowl contending team with a lot of veterans. And who are the veterans? Well, George Kittle was a veteran, Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey, Bosa, Warner, all the veterans respect him. And it's not just something they say. I think it's absolutely the truth. They have seen Brock Purdy quarterback for 3 years, and they believe in him. Now, and this is the part that I think is what the 49ers are looking for in terms of growing together. So last year they had a bunch of rookies who ended up having to contribute. Clearly, if the 49ers are to have a good season, this year's rookie class is going to have to contribute. Well, guess what? The rookie class of last year and the rookie class of this year, like, Purdy's a veteran compared to those guys. You know, he's been the starter for 3 years now. So he automatically has the respect of all the veterans, and the young players who come in are going to see that. And that to me is a big part of a team's belief in a quarterback. The veterans who were Super Bowl contenders completely believed in Purdy, and now it's up to the younger players to start looking up to Purdy. And I do expect him to be, more vocal this year, or let's say more animated than the Brock Purdy we've seen, you know, for the first 2 or 3 years. I think he is fully entrenched at this point, obviously, and the contract just makes that all but apparent.
Well, it's a reward, but it's also, you know, an affirmation of faith that he's going to be able to deliver these things that he's done so far and will continue to do. But that point about the veterans, I think, is interesting. We can explore on the other side, too. Like, that's not common. I know that he plays an important position, and so you just feel like you have to trust the quarterback. That's not the case. Like, we've seen it with other Bay Area teams. Young players, especially, and The Warriors are exhibit A. Like, just because you're a quality young player does not mean that you have the faith of your veterans. And it's a very hard thing to acquire. And Brock Purdy already has earned that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that Brock Purdy is somebody that there's belief in from the top to the bottom of the organization. Now, whether it's ill-placed, we'll find out. But they have their quarterback, ladies and gentlemen. And maybe we knew it was coming, but it's going to be official in the next couple days, that's for sure. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Brock Purdy's imminent contract extension, and the 49ers, I think it's safe to say they officially have their franchise quarterback. How are we feeling about Brock Purdy taking us in to the next era of 49er football? 888-957-9570. Memorial Day weekend, it's almost here, so swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment, stay in your car, all done in 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.